Blog Talk Radio.
Now as the record spins around, you recognize this sound, well it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like, with what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. Well tonight's your night. Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line. Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch figure or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a Sonic to jazz for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, you're piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy, we can't be corrected. Jason has to be deaf, I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think that it's wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. Alright, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do what you like. Welcome to Epiphany Radio,
the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, you heard, is Do What You Like. Hosted by yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and none other than Mr. Metaphoria in the building. What it do, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm over here grooving. Just do what you like. I like what Shock D saying there. He said, just kiss him on the biscuit or something like that. He said,
just know,
I'm close. Oh, I thought he said kiss him on the biscuit. I said, I'm with, you know, I'm with all the shit.
You good? You good? Yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, you just got to do what you like.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, the dial-in number, y'all, if y'all listening online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you hadn't pressed 1, go ahead and press that 1 and do what you like. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. I got mine. I felt I needed to have a pair of Raw Links, you know, because I like to go raw. So if you like to go raw, you should at least have a pair of Raw Links.
You should at least have a pair of Raw Links. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you're going raw and they start clinging together, you just got to watch out for the magnets. You don't want to get handcuffed. Then again, you might just want to. You know what? Never mind.
Oh, no, not me. Not me. I've been arrested before when that shit didn't make me horny at all. No parts of it was enjoyable. Yeah, so me and the handcuffs, I was like, nah, I ain't with that shit. But, you know, hey, I'm not one to judge. It's to each their own. It just wasn't for me personally.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you know. So we do here do what you like. We're not here to judge. This is your Monday night uncensored poetry fix. You know, you don't even have to spit poetry tonight if you want. You got something on your chest and need to get it off. This is the place to do it. We literally, you do what you like, but we will bang on your ass. If you get to going too long, we're going to be like, bang.
Yeah. You
no
can't 15-minute
pieces here, you know.
Yeah.
We'll get your ass on out of here. We are unapologetically honest when we say that.
None of that. And let's give a shout out to our CEO, man. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, man, if y'all know the brother, reach out to him in his inbox. Just mess with him and say, do what you like.
Yeah. Take your socks off.
Absolutely.
You know, For Real is definitely from the motherland. I don't even think he really wears socks. I think he still wears them sandals your uncle wear when he barbecuing at the family reunion and shit. Them Barbecue Master 3000.
Barbecue
but,
Master.
You know, if you want to say he wears socks, we'll believe it. But
you know that time is coming up again. That time is coming. It's getting warm.
Oh,
getting
yeah,
hot.
Most definitely.
Although I can't say this month and last month, the weather has been severely bipolar. So if you're in an area where it was 80 degrees one day and then it's 60 degrees another day, the very next day, just chalk it up to the weather being bipolar. Some of y'all are bipolar on a regular basis, so it should be understandable for y'all.
This weather has been as bipolar as a black woman around payday. Her payday. You know, it changed when it's their payday. It got whole goddamn attitude and shit.
Right.
They love the shit out of you when you get paid, but when they get paid, they got a whole attitude about every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I know some of them going to have something to say to me about that when they come on the line tonight, but fuck it. It opens up conversation. There we go.
Absolutely.
Do what you like.
Do what you like. And at here on Do What You Like, me and Mr. Metaphoria, we will not be spitting any pieces for y'all. Because we do
not
what we
all.
Like.
Not at all. Yeah. This is our relaxation. We
y'all do what you like.
Exactly.
Tell them, bro.
There's some new people probably coming through tonight, too, Van. I'll just let you know that. If they get to make it through, there's some new people that will be fresh to Epiphany Radio that's supposed to be coming through tonight.
Is that so?
Yeah, so it should get interesting. There's some cold motherfuckers, too, though. I tell you that.
Okay.
This is this young lady named Derica J. Ooh, when this one here, when she gets started, Van, I'm trying to tell you. This shit is different.
Oh, yeah?
Make you want to, yeah, make you want to grab and touch yourself and rub in motions and shit.
All types of ways, huh?
Yeah, you know. So I'm hoping she gets to make it on through, and you'll see exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
All right, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Me too.
So,
me too.
So, are we ready to do what we like? Yeah, y'all ain't gonna get no 15 minutes of music over here. Now don't do what you like. You ain't gonna get that.
You go
to other shows and hear that. You ain't gonna hear that over here.
We're going straight for the grits and gravy.
Right. We're gonna get into it. Let's open up this verse, Mike, Mr. Metaphoria, to. We got one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, y'all. We got La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, Mr. Metaphoria.
The Pearly Negro. It is the Pearly Negro.
What is happening?
Yo, y'all ain't got to give us 15 minutes of music and none of that. That opening song is the bomb. I was over here jamming. That's that work. Who don't like Digital Underground, man?
What's wrong with that song?
I don't know who don't like Digital Underground. Yeah. Whoever don't like Digital Underground, they got some issues. They wasn't
yes,
raised
they
right.
Do. You got that right. Oh, goodness. That's the allergen in the damn sky. I want to get in my eyes right now, Lord. How y'all doing today?
I put something in your eye. Oh, doing great. Doing great.
Doing all right. You know, doing as habits.
We are okay.
See, Mr. Metaphor, that's why I don't send you my pieces that I do that's erotic, because
He talking about putting stuff in your eye. Watch out.
You better blink. I'm sorry. Let me get you a towel.
A towel? Lord have mercy.
Eye drops.
Baby
wipes. That'd be considerate. Yeah.
That's considerate. It would be considerate if you wouldn't get there in the first place. Hello.
All right.
Ew.
Nasty.
Ew.
Yeah. Do what I like.
No,
welcome to do what you like, y'all. Welcome to do what you like. Don't be scared. Go ahead and press that mic. Do what you like. La Pearl, La Negra, are you ready to do what you like?
I am. Yes, I am.
Well, go ahead and do what you like,
like,
girl.
When you
go ahead
that.
And do what you like.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
All right, I just got finished this. I don't even have no title for it or nothing. I'm a reader. Y'all take it how you want it. All I know is right now. Like us, and I'm open, so come to me again. As the lights get a little bit lower and the music gets a little bit slower, let's dance. Come to me. Don't you want to hear me call your name again? So you can breathe the passion you have for me into my neck. See, you didn't just make love to me. You rubbed your soul against mine, and we watched love make us. Come to me and kiss me, because you know these lips. And you want to taste them again, still soft, still moist, and still sweet. And I promise they still know your favorite spot. Come to me and love yourself until your warm breath hovers over my sex, and taste once again the flavor you love to savor. Yeah, I still taste the words you spoke over my body, because they're written in the tangles of our sheets. My energy misses the way you manipulate and control its flow, because your touch is my story. And if you come to me, we can have the rest of this life together, just like this. and that's that piece. Man, it's storming outside. It just started blowing up outside.
Hey, Dave, you know my favorite part of that piece was that last line. Man, it's storming outside.
It's storming outside.
That's not part of my piece.
Dave, that's dynamite piece right there, boy. See,
I tell you what, Danielle, after that piece, I have a new nickname for you.
What?
And I'm gonna call you Blue Chew because you make my meat get hard. Yeah, your new nickname for the whole week. Blue Chew. I know y'all seen that every time. That's your nickname for this week. Blue Chew. She make your meat get hard. And the way you be saying that shit, I'm like, come to me. I'm like, okay. You know, and like I heard it different. Like after you said come to me the first time, I started hearing come in me after that every time you said it. I'm like, okay. Okay. She's like, come in me. I'm like, okay, okay. You know, so just, yes.
I like
the way you do what you like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was those added extra effects for me, Dave. It's storming outside. I tell you right now, bro. She wanted to make sure we felt that piece. She was untitled and all. She wanted to make sure because she emphasized, man, it's storming outside.
I think it was a metaphor. She's talking about water was coming down. That's what I think it was.
She was just trying to let us know. She was just trying to let us know.
Yeah.
She's been discreet after she read that piece. You know, she
wanted to baptize us in the river Danielle.
She was intertwining in her ink, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she was entangling it. We were about to be in an entanglement.
Yeah. Danielle, Storm of Entanglement. That's the title of that piece, but you got to add that ending, that freestyle at the end. You got to.
And I know what that entanglement is. That's when both people don't shave their pubic hairs and they get too close meat to meat. They get entangled up.
Get all entangled and everything. Just get close.
That's why when you back out, both people go, ah, that shit hurt. But, you know. That could also be like 3 days after the lady didn't shave. But, you know, listen, ladies, we appreciate y'all to keep the playing field bare because when it start to grow back, it's like copper. So if you go and meet the meat, when you hear the man keep saying, ooh, it ain't really that great. That shit hurt.
Oh, my God.
Life facts. That's all it is. All it is.
I thought you wasn't going to suggest, you know, the removal of the hair anymore. You know, because most of us get it waxed down there, you know, because of what you experience. Down there is a sensitive area.
I tell you what, you women that get waxed on a regular basis, y'all crazy as hell. That shit has to be extremely painful. Ever since they waxed my chest, I don't know, shit, any woman that get waxed is crazy as hell. Like, just something, y'all ain't wrapped too damn tight to just... to pay somebody to do that to you. Just what the hell? Just swing by my house. I got a fresh roll of duct tape. I do it for half price. You know, that duct tape is pulled just as hard as that wax wheel.
I swear. Hey, don't be yanking my shit out. I'm going to punch you. It hurts.
That's what I'm talking about. Just keep it trimmed up nice. But for some of you ladies, if you had that Yasukoto type hair down there, go ahead and get that wax because, you know, it's just... like something, a Brillo pad or something. Just,
it don't get that hard. Rock down there.
That's what Morris Day was talking about back in the day. He was talking about jungle love. That's the women that didn't shake. That's why when they pull them draw down, that's when he said, "Ooh, yo, yo." You know you finna be in a situation now.
God. Lord, mercy. Lord, Lord, Lord. Mm, I don't know. Mine ain't rough like that. But I will try my
best. Here, do what you like. Me and Poetic, we don't believe you, so we're going to need some hard proof. Some evidence.
Yeah.
Right after I get my nipples pierced, I'll trim her, and then I'll show you the finished product.
Yeah,
all
right,
now.
That.
Y'all heard it. It's
that,
live.
That is well approved.
It's everywhere. You heard it live right here. Or do what you like.
Well, with that said, y'all, the show is over. We headed over to Danielle's house.
Yep.
Appreciate y'all coming through. I couldn't think of a better note to end on. We just said, hey, we got something to go do.
I am going to get a mask one day. I got to get my nerve up. Adrian, Diva, you with me? I need my hand held.
Uh-oh.
When I think of home, I think of a place.
You know what I'm thinking of, Dave? You thinking of a place of called home. You know what I'm thinking of?
What you thinking of, Van?
Bang, bang, bang. I knew it.
I was waiting on it. I knew it.
Oh, man. She was talking too long, man. You said at the top of the show. You said at the top of the show. If you're going to carry on for a long time, you're going to get banged on. That's what happened here. Do what you like.
It's been
That's
the first banging of the night.
First banging of the night. Next up, we got one half host of the Inspiration Factory, none other than Divine Inspiration,
oh, shit.
Paul Sampson.
Fellas, what's good?
Paul, let me let you know something. We say motherfucker here, do what you like. This is Monday night. So feel
I'm
free
sure
to say motherfucker as much as you want, Paul.
What up, Paul?
Is that an invitation?
Here.
Is that an invitation?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right.
So how you doing, though, brother? You good?
I'm doing good, man. I'm actually relaxing. I can't believe it. This is two nights in a row. I've been on the mic just laying back. I told myself I have to start falling back a little bit, and I'm actually doing it.
Well,
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's what tonight is for. Like, this is some relaxation and venting and fun. We have fun here, you know.
Yeah.
We're all grown folks.
With
we
the two
have
you together,
fun, here
fun
we...
has to be in the mix. I'm sorry. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
What you mean, man?
Thank you. It was meant as a compliment.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. He said it was meant as a compliment. You know what, Divine Inspiration, you got to make sure first. Because he got a way of giving compliments that will hurt you at the same time. I don't know if any of y'all ever realized that, but I've known that about this man for a long time, you know. So now you sure that was a compliment, sir? You sure?
Absolutely. Positively.
Okay. All right.
I know what you mean, Van. Paul, one of the type of people, you could get dressed up and he'd tell you, you sharp. You don't look as fucked up as you did yesterday. He'd be like,
thank you, Esther.
Not for sure how to take that shit, but okay,
you right.
Thank you, I think.
Right.
You are not right.
Yeah.
Not right.
That's what be happening.
I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
See?
Yeah, that's when you could tell a nigga been to court before. When they use words like allegations and shit, they didn't have a letter before to say the state of such and such versus, you know. But it's all right. All right. We accept everybody.
I got that from Oliver North. He went through the whole Contra scandal, and that was his, I call it the upgraded Fifth Amendment. I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations. That's what he went through the Contra scandal saying. I respect that. I like that. So I stole it. And that's what
that's
up.
Well, I thought you might have got it from Bill Clinton.
Oh, well,
Clinton
yeah.
denied
he
allegations against him, too.
Times too.
But while it's on my mind, it's a video I seen earlier, y'all. You know, with the Ukraine shit going on. They showed a bunch of bodies laid on the floor, on the ground, in body bags, right? And this news reporter was reporting on all these slain bodies that's laying there. So the wind started blowing and blew one of these Dollar General tablecloth body bags off one of the bodies, and the motherfucker under the body bag started grabbing it and fixing it back open. Now, I ain't never died before, so I don't really know how it goes, but I'm quite sure once that happens, you don't move. So when one of the dead people was down there moving, I was like, I ain't even paying attention to none of this shit they report on no more because they on some bullshit. I'll send y'all that video. I'll go find it. I remember who sent it to me, and I'll send it to both of y'all so you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, do that, man. Do that.
I'm pretty sure that motherfucker name wasn't Lazarus, so he wasn't supposed to be moving.
Oh, Lord. No.
But Paul Sampson, are you ready to do what you like?
I think I am. Whew. Let me get myself together. Mm-mm-mm. I knew I shouldn't have called in here. I knew what I was expecting. But, yeah, I'm ready.
But the mic is yours.
Why, thank you, King. I have a piece called I Have a Problem. I wish someone would tell me if I'm wrong or right. I struggle with this day and night, and in this, I want to be just. I'm trying with all my might, you see. I have a problem with those who say all lives matter only when they hear black lives matter. Where was that outcry when millions of slaves cried and died? I have a problem with those who feel that a nonviolent movement to protect persons of color is wrong. You don't have to listen hard to once again hear America's racist song. I have a problem with those who insist our black lives don't matter. Those growing numbers of hate mongers, as delusional as Alice in Wonderland's Mad Hatter. Yes, I have a problem with every mother flupper who hates me without having the courage to even attempt to know me. You must be descendants of those anemones or whatever those slugs were that slithered out of slime to think you even have the right to hate me. You can all kiss my entire complete pecan tan behind. Now, for those of you who have met me, interacted with me, you can choose to love or like or to hate me. This one thing I mean from my heart. None of that matters to me. You know why? I am the son of he who sits on high. Yeah, you know, the one you must be judged by when you die. The one you have to look straight in the eye and tell him why. Tell him why you hated his child while you were involved in all the hate-originating things you did and thought you hid. Tell him why you wished the downfall and death of an entire race of his children, one that had been steadfast in worshiping him, through slavery of old to where this new slavery begins. Go ahead. Tell him. I'll wait. That's what I thought. You won't. Now then, tell me one thing, if you will. Look me straight in my eye and answer me this. Will you still hate me to the day you die? You know, now that I think about it, it's you that has the problem. And that's that piece.
Well. Dynamite piece there, Paul Sampson. We can tell that you're angry. We can tell that you're upset. And I know that my good book says that if you thought it, you might as well have done it. So since you thought the word, you might as well just say the word and just get it off your chest. Metaphoria. What do you think, Metaphoria? Didn't he say motherfucker?
I heard him say motherfucker.
and
kissed my entire ass.
He said,
I remember both them lines.
The record,
great.
I will not look at pecans the same way because of this piece, Paul.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want no pecan pie no more. He just fucked that up. You know,
you didn't just messed it all up. Just messed it all up.
You sit there. You be picturing Paul Sampson looking like a goddamn roasted chicken and shit. You be like, man, fuck pecans. I don't want this shit no more.
I don't want no goddamn going pecan.
How the hell I'm supposed to enjoy pecans after hearing what I done heard?
Right. Right. Can you imagine somebody bringing a pecan pie to the table, ready to cut into it, and all you can think about is this piece? Kiss my
right.
entire honey brown pecan. What? No.
Hey, at least he didn't say
like
glaze.
That.
At least he didn't say glaze. That good net.
True.
You know?
True. True.
But there was a real ass piece though, Paul. Like I never understood how someone can hate someone just because of, you know, their complexion. You know,
yeah,
I love a lot of people. I can't stand a lot of motherfuckers, too, but it ain't based off
right,
their color
right.
in no way.
Exactly.
You're a fucked up person.
Okay.
I don't like you. You're a good
that's
person.
Okay.
I rocks with you, but, you know, I don't give a damn what color you are. As long as you ain't green. If I met a green motherfucker, I probably would be a little leery of him. That ain't no natural color.
No, but look,
but
look
other
Captain
than
Kirk
that,
on the
know.
Original Star Trek, he was on a blue dots on her and three breast assistants, and he was still on her, you know.
Yeah,
so,
see,
I mean, I
don't want to get instituted. Just give me two of them.
You know,
Paul, you know the word for that condition, right?
What's that? I'm afraid Bang. To ask, but what's that?
All right. It's getting you one in, Van. Didn't let you have all the fun.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I love
get
it,
all
man.
The fun in there.
So let me have all the fun. Hey, you cannot let me have
yeah,
all
yeah.
the fun.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
get to this.
Who we got next on this lineup? Huh? I know we got
I'm going to let them introduce themselves because I'm doing what I like right now. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Good evening, everybody. This is Edwina.
Ladies
doing,
and gentlemen,
hello,
got
Edwina,
the brand new Epiphany host, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Edwina, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We having a blast. I bet you were sitting back listening and say, what the fuck did I just call into?
Really was.
I'm going to stay in tune. I know both their ass. They ain't left too damn tight, but I'm going to stay in tune.
I was riding in this weather that took Danielle off. Which you said, it's raining a lot. It's definitely raining in our area a lot. And I was driving in that and listening to you guys and laughing and almost swerved off the road. You're hilarious.
But we appreciate you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
See how we relieve you of that Monday stress. You know, Monday is the first day back at work for the work week and everything. And you could come here, get some laughs in and some relaxation. It's just a wonderful thing. That's what we try to provide.
Yeah. Right. I totally understand. So to do what you like. Is that the vibe of the night?
Do what you like.
Do what
nothing
you
is
like.
Off limits.
If it is you like.
Okay. So what I'm going to get off my chest is why is it that people dry snitch on one another?
Oh, look at here. Look at here. And the way they do it, they do it so fucked up, like they trying to be slick. Like,
yes.
I couldn't believe when I seen your nigga out at the strip club the other night. I couldn't believe when I seen your girl with old boy the other night.
That.
Don't be doing it, old girl.
Right.
Shit. And they try to cover this up talking about, oops, my bad. I didn't know I had said too much. Get out of here with that shit.
He
doesn't survive
the whole
pandemic.
Right.
Still doing this. Yeah, he's coming in with that dry snitching. That's not cool.
That's classy. Yeah, girl, your man let me borrow $30, $40 the other day. I forgot to pay him back. Why you got to be telling her that we didn't have sexual relations? What you tell her that for?
Yeah.
There we go.
Knowing good and well, if she said, if I let me borrow the 20, that was some head, and the 40 was the whole thing.
Right. Okay. Why you gotta be putting out business out there? You know what I'm saying? Dry snitching. Dry snitching.
Yes. That is my
I never understood.
I really like
and they do it. You know, really, I don't have an answer to it because I don't do it. You know, I can't understand it either. Like, I'm one of them. I will keep some secrets 100 years beyond the grave.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, it ain't my problem. I don't speak on nobody else's business like that. I ain't doing dry or wet snitching. I ain't snitching, period. You know, you tell me to this day's there. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just you know, we're getting back to congregating among people again, and you just realize patterns of behavior. And I'm like, if we get rid of anything post-pandemic, let it be that. Be completely honest. Stop with the dry snitch.
Most
of hell, we can get rid of a whole lot of stuff. We can start with dry snitching, but there's a whole lot of stuff we can get rid of.
Yes, honestly,
get rid of that Karen
nice
snitching
thing.
Too. Them Karens be just telling on every goddamn thing.
God.
Man,
them niggas barbecuing. You know, that's what they might as well call 911 and say. It's about 13 niggas over here. They're setting the fire.
They're setting the fire.
75 police pull up.
Oh my god.
Police pull up like, hey, let me get a drumstick.
Okay.
Right. But Edwina, do you have a piece for us tonight when you do what you like?
I do. And I'm going to read a piece that that poetic. Poetic makes me like a lot.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell.
Like.
Let me sit up. Let me sit up.
I want to hear this.
I'm trying to.
Mike is yours.
Okay. All right. Your words choke me playfully and tickle the secret place in me. You tried a key in a door that had yet to be named in me. What do I want, you ask me? What do you want, you ask me, willfully sticking your fingers into places marked no trespassers. What do you want, you ask me, wrapping your knowing around my throat, forcing my bottom teeth open against my reason. This man really asked me what I needed. I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't control how your knowing had me open. You breathed a universe of possibilities. Now here I stand, spread open like the Vitruvian man, waiting for you to name me, blame me like they did Eve. Instead, you asked me, what did I need? Pulled me gently from my knees, make sure that I was steady on my feet, step back and casually took a seat. Tell me, baby, what do you need? Take your time, my love, just breathe. I inhaled long and exhaled deep. After taking a minute to think, I replied, see me, look me over easy. Before we are intimate, into me see. Remain seated as I disrobed, slowly gathering up the courage to show you the part of my garden that had yet to be nourished. Let me flourish under your tentative gaze. Wait as I slowly peel out of my inhibition and melt like butter. Be a cover, be a covenant. Drink me in like a tall sip of water. Cocoa kiss shoulders, the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast, the abstract expressionist splattered of my tattered growing, the wide set of my forgotten pride. I want to be naked for the first time. I want to be naked for the first time. What do I want, you ask me? Soaked by your urging, I make quick work of purging my rational self. Now watch me pinch my nipples as they stand at attention, caressing my clitoral erection, legs spread apart, fingers rhythmic, up, down, left, right, A, B, start. Watch me as I cheat code my way to beast mode. Watch me as I bloom under your tentative gaze. Wait, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingers as I forget the rules of submission, forming the vortex inside of my cervix. Watch me as my nectar flows, my soul exposed. What do you want? I want you to savor me. Suck the fat meat where it's greasy. Take it easy. Don't rush this moment. Savor the flavor of my every component. Lick every inch like I'm made out of chocolate, hot and sweet. Let me learn your love language directly from your tongue. What do I want? Two chairs, one me, straddled open defenselessly. At ease as you please me. Chocolate-covered cherry kisses, missing nothing. Relentless, I shake in submission. Savor me as I bury my fist in your hair, pinning you there. Wind my waist as I ride your face, letting nothing go to waste. What do I want? Feed me. Come alive in my mouth like lightning in a bottle. Battle yourself for control. Convulse as I swallow more than just my pride. I want to take my place in the palm of your hands, in the crux of your moon as your nails sink deep in the clouds of my curves, as our sex fills the room, cloying notes of musk with pheromones for undertones. I want to be drunk on your sweat, heady off your breath. I want to show you what comes of a lady when the lights are low like this. I want to take you in as deep as my secrets. I want full control as my dips and rolls test my O and your restraint. What do I want? I want to be the flame and the fire we make. And that's that piece.
Now, Edwina, I heard you say several times in that piece, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Well, allow me to tell you what I need.
What's that?
I want you to sit on it, but let me tell you why I deserve it. Hey, baby girl, did you know you were made to melt in my mouth while I'm snatching your soul from down south? Your panties got in the way, so I had to remove the inconvenience today, but not with my hands, my teeth, and I just need you to moisturize my beard while I'm pleasuring your nipples with fingers. Slow down, baby. Don't be weird. My face is a safe space for you to release your stress juices, and baby, what you've been carrying around all day, see, needs to be violently released as I turn into a carnivorous savage with an appetite to be pleased. So just let that shit go, because now I'm in beast mode, so I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. All the tongue lashing and penetrating is evidenced by your wet, dripping pussy and swollen clit. Do you like the way you painted your canvas, known as my beard? Shit, I want you. You know I do, to slowly grind on it. Look me in my eyes as you feel it, deeply touching your walls, you oozing down my balls while you are straddling me and I'm gazing in your eyes, and we feel the passion and ecstasy exploding. Let me tell you something. Your proof why you should be nasty with it is because it's yours and all yours, and it is the reason you have all the control. So, baby, please, have multi-orgasms. That is your goal, because I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. I deserve all your wetness, all your moisture, all your moans, all your fantasies, all your sexiness, all your moods, all your flaws, all your insecurities. I'll just stop there. Now get over here and sit on it. That's that piece.
Good Lord. Did you say my face is a safe space, though?
I did.
Woo! Wow. Okay.
But that was a nice
poetical
response there, Van. Thank you, very, very sincere of you. Yeah, but Edwina, let me say, in reference to your piece, because I'm not going to comment on Van's, but in reference to yours, yes, that shit was hot. I really like that up, down, left, right line. I remember them type of codes right there. I still use
them
to this day.
Yes,
since Van did a response, I'm going to do a very short piece response. I said I wasn't spitting, so this is shorter than a haiku. in reference to what you just said in your piece, I will simply say you can get the debt. In peace. That's it. You can get it. You know. And you heard me say at the beginning of the show, I don't do no dry snitching. I will take secrets all the way 100 years behind the grave. So, yeah, you don't have to tell nobody. You know, just letting you know.
Oh, my goodness.
If you were sitting, goddamn. You might be Blue Chew number two. Shit.
Right.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to let you do the honors. I can't, you know. Yeah. No, stay down there. Shit. Stay down there.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
Yeah.
I'm old school. All right. Floor, couch, recliner, car, bed, wherever.
Wherever. Maxwell said, whenever, wherever, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, come do some root beer.
Thank you so much. Oh, God. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed tonight. Thank you.
In the honor of
that
amazing.
It would be a very nice banging.
Bang. Ooh, Lord, she know what that piece. She know what that piece do to me, bro. She know what that piece do to me. Hmm.
Yeah, you just jumped across the table with your dick in your hand again.
I did. I sure did. Yep. Mm-hmm. For real, the poet, we see you, bro. Yep. Because he would have said the same thing. All right. Let's keep this party going. Next up, we got the other half host of The Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss VIP. Hey, Miss VIP.
Hello, Dave. Hi, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm here. Well, that's the best thing, I guess. So what's up, Dave?
I know you fucking lying. You're going to get your van that hello. Hello, Van. You never tell me what's up, Dave.
I said hello, Dave. You didn't hear that? No, you didn't hear the
I ain't heard that part.
I said, Dave. I said, hey, Dave. And I said, hey, Van. And then I was like.
Oh, no, you didn't say, hey, Van. You said, hello, Van. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just fucking with you, VIP. How you doing?
Make sure you tell Barb I said hello.
Coming through with that nice 976 phone call of voice and shit. We know we need to pay you that $3.99 a minute.
$3.99 a minute, Bo.
Oh, my goodness.
Does anybody see how... said $3.99. Wait till I get some seasoned vets up in. I remember when it used to be 99 cents a minute.
Oh,
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Van, you kind of just admitted you've been jacking off a long time. You're like, I remember when it was 99 cents a minute to jerky meat. Shit. I gotta pay this $4.
Hey, watch it now.
Oh,
I remember somebody say practice makes perfect. Hey. Whew.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember you used to have to buy porn?
Yeah.
Now you just pull the shit up on your phone. You used to have that VHS tape and everybody was hairy.
Oh, my goodness.
The acting was all fucked up. Hey, I'm here to fix your cable, man. I'm next day, you know, hell, he just rooting up. That used to make me want to be a cable man when I grew up. Like, shit, if the cable people get this shit, hell, I need to work for Dish. Satellite
right.
Has got to be even better.
Oh, my
right.
Gosh.
It's nice to hear you come through tonight, VIP. I know you got something ready to do what you like, and we like the way you do it.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just do it.
All right. I'm on a love thing. No matter who thinks what or who I am, it's cool because I'm still me. God's got me. No need for conversation. I flow in love, walk in light. Sometimes I fall into darkness and I stay until I'm able to shine or learn a life lesson. but it's all about love. The golden rule. I'm real, down to earth, nobody's fool. Been there, done that. Never truly believed in tit for tat, because vengeance is always bittersweet. And honestly, I don't go for that. I can love from a distance or not at all. It's really not my thing. It's your call. You hurt my heart. When it came to you, I was hooked on a feeling. You weren't on the same plane, yet you want my feet pointing to the ceiling at your convenience. Funny, when I stopped caring, you're on my phone. I want to act like I'm not home. You had chance after chance to love me. If you really wanted a real love, you would have been here a long time ago, and that tells me you don't. And I'm not falling for you again, so just go. In spite of everything, I'm still me on a love thing, and God's got me. Rest at peace.
All right. Okay. Okay now. Okay now.
I'm still trying to function past the line of talking about having your feet pointed to the ceiling. I just started imagining then, and it's just going, you know, like, yes, won't he do it? Let him use you. Let him use you.
Let him use you. That's it. Let him use you.
And like some feet pointed to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. I knew you would.
Especially short leg feet. I know you like 5 foot flat.
Oh,
that's even better. I'm just saying, you know, nothing wrong with the vertically challenged, you know, y'all. Yeah. Short women have real good meat because it's compact. It's like it's all right there. All the good part is right there. You know, right tall there. Women, you have to search a little deeper. Then short women, it's right there. That's the door. You know, as soon as you open the door, you'll be like, oh, here we are. But, yeah, beautiful piece, though, but that feet to the ceiling, that got me. Yep, that's where I tuned in on a different level.
Yeah, he reached deep into his spiritual plane and said, "Forget 10 toes down. We want 10 toes up." Hey now,
up and curled. 10 toes
curled.
Up and curled.
All right, now.
That part. Dynamite
mm-hmm.
piece.
8 toes right. down and the 2 big toes pointing up a little higher than the rest of them. Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Ooh.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's you know, and then that last line of that piece just made me just wanna bang, bang, bang. And she's out of here.
Thought she was gonna slide out of here without getting one.
She tried it, didn't she? Did she try it?
She tried it.
She tried it. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Do What You Like. Dial in number 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. When you get here, if you're already here and you desire to get up on this here mic, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is hosted by the one, the only, Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. So,
they know who we be.
On the mic, Mr. Metaphoria, are you ready for this next artist?
Who we got?
Oh, man. Say it ain't so. Man, we got the one and only CEO of Epiphany Radio, y'all. We got For Real the Poet, Douglas Arthur Larry Maddox. What it do, bro? What it do?
What it do, fellas? Do what you like.
Big
what
Larry.
Do what you like.
What it do, maybe? Maybe it might. What it do?
You done snuck into the broom closet at the slave ship, or you done had the night off?
Yes, sir. No, I ain't going to tell you. Neither one.
If you had the night off, we're finna bang on your ass already and bring you back in, but you might be at work, so we keep you around a little bit.
I'm not going to tell you, Dave.
CEO is an example.
What's going on, Poetics?
I'm good, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine. I'm doing spiffy. I see y'all doing a lot of banging on people, man.
Oh, man, you know, it's that show, man. They can't just come over in L.A. They're not going to get banged on. Where they do that at? Certainly not over here.
Hey, yeah, man. I see the greeting that Ms. VIP gave to you, David. It's kind of iffy.
Yeah,
iffy,
very generic.
It's kind of iffy. think she's a prejudice. She like the light-skinned guys a lot. I like that piece I heard by Trina. That was sexy. That was sexy treat. I jumped across the table, too, but y'all couldn't see me.
Uh-oh. Watch out there now. Watch out there now.
I'm confused. Who the fuck is Trina? I thought her name was Edwin.
Yeah, you'd be too. That's a little that's like my pet name for her, you know, Trina. That's
oh, okay. You normally fuck everybody's name up. She had a name or something else.
Well,
I understand.
I'm
glad you remember, Dave, and understand who I am. That's how I met her. You know, they kept on telling me her name. They kept saying it. I said what? Kept saying what? And I kept saying the wrong name. So that became a pet name for me for her. Trina. Trina knows I got much love for her. And that pet thing, that stick that she said to sit there, what the hell with that piece? I almost fainted.
Yeah.
Listening to Edwina Trina do that piece. That was sexy. That was sexy.
Yeah, I think she said something. She said something in there about her clitoral erection. And
I missed that part.
I sure did not.
At that part, like, since you mentioned that, I tried to erase it out of my memory because, like, if the clitoris gets too erect, I don't want it. That's too far. I'm going to, you know, big roll. I'm going to pass. I'm gonna, that's all right. Yeah, man. Go ahead and put that away.
Ain't nothing like a swollen clitoris, Dave. There's nothing wrong with a swollen clitoris.
There's nothing wrong with
it. Be sitting there like, looking like a thumb sticking out. I'm not going to jump on that.
As you always say, it was a metaphor, Dave. It was a metaphor. But it did its intended purpose. I promise you that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, granted, she was the only piece. I had some pet names for her, too, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. Nice snack. Just like that, you know.
Maybe
you're going to
pop a grape in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Something grape.
Oh, man.
Just see how we just drifted off. All three of our black asses got quiet.
Every
motherfucker, just think about it. Like,
every day.
Yes, I did. That was a visual in there. There was a visual. We were having
we
visual.
We just there like a motherfucker. Just, oh,
yeah.
Back, back to the regular schedule program. And Wena, you see how you fucked us up. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
you really done it.
Good job,
Wena.
You really did it.
Juicy spasms. Yes, I had a spasm thinking about it.
Absolutely. I can't wait till the morning video chat tomorrow. I'm going to be up at 9 o'clock here. Don't see this video chat going off.
I'm not coming in there. Those morning chats get out of hand a little bit, Dave.
You know, that's what we do. And to make an announcement, all y'all listening, any of you poets needing some tracks for your poems and everything like that, the Neck Bones Track Factory is the place to go to. Contact For Real the Poet. You can get some dope-ass original music to go to your pieces. We've got examples of it. You can go on my YouTube page and listen to This Secret. You can listen to Raise Black Life. There's another one I can't remember the name of right now, but a few of them on there produced by For Real the Poet Douglas himself.
You can also find a whole lot of it, man. He's got this one that he produced by this poet. It's called Chained Lust. Oh man, that thing is amazing.
Oh, yes.
That's
nice. I'm kind of jealous of that one myself.
Yeah, that one's real nice.
I should have saved that track for myself, Van Metals.
Hey, watch it, man. Come on now. You can't keep everything for yourself.
Man. Your brother's got some good memories over here, man. If you want a track done perfectly smooth and sexual and sensual, just check out your boy For Real the Poet, and then your job will get done. Baby, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby.
So,
now,
For
brother.
Real.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Hit him with it, man. It's your turn.
Yeah. Thank you. Did you bring a piece for us to listen to tonight, bro? You got something that we can...
I tried to find the worst piece that I could ever have written, but I couldn't find one. But, you know, I tried to find something I could mess up a little bit or whatever, because this is Do What You Like, and we ain't worth shit. But, you know, I'm like everybody else. I don't know, you know, sorry that I called in. I meant to, hang up before y'all got to me, but y'all got to me real quick.
I mean, that's kind of what happens here. Do what you like. You know, we do reserve the right to just open mic if we want to.
So, I'm not sure if I answered the question, or, but yeah.
Pretty much didn't, but, you know, fuck it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, well, there. Thank you. All right, well, the title of this piece is called The Fuck. The Fuck. D-A-F-U-C-K. The Fuck. Sitting here, got me sitting here, waiting on you, worrying about hurting you. Your feelings. Your fucking feelings. Fuck your feelings, see, because men got feelings too. Men get hurt too. Never wanted to belittle you, make you cry, but fuck your feelings, because men cry too. You allowed me this privilege, miss. I learned this shit from you. Gave you everything from my heart, from the very pit of me. Beats that spoke loud of how I felt about you. Said that I would never put my hands on you unless I was making love to you. Showered you with gifts and shit. Yes, material things too. But fuck your feelings, because I got birthdays too. You were always missing on those certain days. The fuck, the fuck, the fuck. Where the fuck were you? No presents for me from you. Still I love. Still, the love I had never changed for you. Said you had bills. The fuck, the fuck, the fuck. I got bills to fuck you. Shit, it's only you. How much gas, electricity do you use? The fuck. Fucking with you gave me superpowers. Had me dreaming. I could fly. Shit, we used to fuck for hours. I wanted something that I could grip in, but in you I started slipping in the fuck. You're in love with someone else? Who you been fucking? Your walls been stretching, stretched out by something bionic. You used to have them, but now I can't find them. Nothing small about me, but you need a drop ceiling. Oh, so now I'm hurting your feelings? Bitch, fuck your feeling. Shit, my shit been hurting, squirting pus when I'm peeing, VD'ing, bitch. You got my dick sick, had me popping penicillin. And you all up in your feelings? Victim playing, playing victim. Fuck you and your feelings. I guess I'm up in mine, because guess what? Men got feelings, too. The fuck with yours? For me, you got no more feelings. Someone else you've been seeing? Funny, that's what I've been feeling, because you've been missing. I've been stopped feeling you. We could be sitting in the same room. You still MIA. Was your heart, it seems, was it your heart? Somewhere else, your mind, your thoughts, your heart, your vagina in someone else's bedroom. The fuck? I never slept on that. I've been going, try to do the mature thing, the adult thing, and tell you that this thing between you and I was ending. See, I've been long gone. No hard feelings. Just time wasted. No thing. Wish you well. Fair thee. Arrivederci, boo. Fuck you and your feelings. I wrote this piece to let you know that I got feelings, too. The fuck. With yours, boo. For real.
Dang.
God damn it, I wish we had sound effects. I want to stand up and clap.
Dang.
Standing old fucking ovation. That shit was hilarious. It's the real shit. It's the same thing. He said, bitch, fuck it. You used to have walls. Can't find them. That shit.
Right. Right. Not
every time I've been in someone else's bedroom. You have been sliding on a telephone pole.
You got the dick hurt? Man.
Yeah, got think you got my dick sick.
Right. Yo.
I done gave you the best I got and still ain't found no friction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
A piece of the fucking night right there. That is shit. Fuck your feelings.
Damn,
I ain't got feelings,
facts.
Too. Oh,
you,
my
David
goodness.
Smart. Oh, man.
Thank you, David Smart. Thank you, Van Smello.
Yeah, like, I you know, normally I fuck with you, but that's some real shit right there. Hell, grade A. Grade to fuck A.
Hey, I dedicate indeed. That piece to all the bangers out there banging. Banging once banged and can't bang no more because they have no feeling and nothing to feel within the bang walls.
Oh, well, he just banged on himself, I mean. Yeah, he did it to himself.
Yeah, he said it. He did say it, but, you know.
He said it to himself.
That's like, well, yeah, you ain't got no choice but to bang yourself as you get in there.
I ain't
got
no choice.
Coochie echo.
You know?
Like,
right.
You know.
Bang. He said,
if every time
bang,
when
like
you when you
times.
Hit it hard as you can, they say, yeah, you got to get out of there. if the coochie don't fart, if it yawns, just go ahead and leave. You ain't got enough for it. You know, she put too many miles on it. You know, she got rest stop signs on that motherfucker. It's just, you know, it's a nigga still in there that lost himself years ago. Just he been on the back of a milk cart in a long time. That's, I love that piece, though. Fuck you, feeling bitch. Oh,
yeah, that was dope. That was dope, man. That,
do what you like in this motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Whew. Oof. For real, the poet. For real, the poet.
Yeah, for real. We, all the fellas need a copy of that piece right there. That's,
yeah,
that's,
we need
those
that.
Are words to live by.
We need that, for real. For real, for real. All right, let's keep this party going. We ready to keep this party going? Man, we have a
bring
them
on.
Time here. Are we having a good time here? Do what you like. I hope y'all having a good time here. Do what you like. I really do. Next up, we got area code 918. Welcome to Do What You Like. Who do we have on the mic?
You're live.
918.
Are you muted? Ms. Gerica J., are you there?
Yes, my bad. Can y'all hear me?
It happens all the time. We've been doing this shit for the longest. Here, we forget to unmute ourselves all the time. Ain't shit to it.
Absolutely.
What's up, y'all?
I'm ladies and gentlemen, listeners, let me introduce y'all to the one and only Miss Gerica J., straight from Muskogee, Oklahoma, also known as Sexual Chocolate. You know, first time calling here to Epiphany Radio, but when I tell y'all she a motherfucking beast, she a motherfucking beast. And y'all know I don't say that about too many motherfucking people. Welcome, Miss J.
Appreciate it. And that's who I plan on bringing to y'all tonight, Miss J.
All right. Well,
oh,
it's a pleasure. Mine, it's nice to meet you. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Epiphany Radio.
Yes, this is Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you brought. I mean, you know.
Okay.
David.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say no more. I'm just gonna do her thing. I'm just gonna fall back and
yeah,
get
yeah,
in the
that's,
seat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike is
yours. There we go. Okay, so this piece I'm bringing to y'all tonight is called "That's Not My Nigga." That's not my nigga. He just be knocking down my walls behind closed doors. I listen to slight snores as his rest is assured for my job well done. And as the morning comes, I make him beat the sun. Because this ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. I need every trace of you gone before I start my day. With no words exchanged, because what's left to say? Other than, I'm going to call you. Don't you call me. And that's not my boo. But the things we do should be illegal in all 50 states. Because the way he makes my legs shake will take Cali off the map. And I should give him a standing ovation the way he makes this ass clap. And I keep going back like he's McDonald's. Because ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Then ain't no hugging after you done plugging it. Ain't no intimacy in this session, so he don't have to question, where are we? That's not my bae, and we don't talk every day. But the pipe he lay makes me pick up the phone and tell him to swing my way. And he slide through. We do what we do. I hit his line all the time because he has stamina around too. His name isn't saved in my phone personally. Instead, I have him listed under Arby's because he has the meat. And I eat him up because my favorite food is beef. He knows when we finish and I brush my teeth, it's time to leave. I wouldn't call him mean because he knows the routine. So after I wipe him clean, he hits the dough. He can't stay here, and honestly, I don't give a fuck where he go. That's not my honey, but he breaks me off some money. So when I hold this hand out, nigga, don't you get to acting funny. We don't go on lunch dates, but I bring Subway to his doorstep. Because when he eats this pussy, he always eats fresh. And he don't hesitate to let me know that I taste the best. Then I lick me off his face, because not a crumb is left to waste. And then I pull up my pants and I leave his place. Ain't no spending the night. I left my bag at the house. So there's no need for you to walk me to the door. I'll let myself out. That's not my zaddy. And yes, I swallow all his kids. Because if I get pregnant, I ain't got time for him to say this baby ain't his. We don't step out in public. In the bedroom is where we spend all our time. So if you want him, you can have him. Because the nigga ain't mine. Poem.
Y-T.
It was a Subway line for me. Because he always eats fresh. Yo, this whole piece was fire. You said, listen. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you loving it. Yeah. This piece was fire.
Listen, I was
without question.
I told you saying this afterwards. It got real quiet.
That's because I had to compose myself. What you talking about? I had to compose myself. You know, because then you were talking about the way he got my leg shaking to take Cali off the map. That was a dope line.
Thank you.
Without question. Man, I can't wait to listen to the replay.
She got this one piece where she mentioned the line there talking about filling me full of meat and mayonnaise. I said, God damn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I do that? I ain't trying to, you know, hop out of turn or anything. Is it okay if
you
I
know
run
what?
A quickie by
you? Yeah, since they broke the rules of one piece of person last week, we're going to break
we
them tonight. Yes, go ahead.
We did.
Jay. Okay. Do your thing. Good.
It's real short, guys. It's real short. Barebacks pressed upon cold kitchen tiles. We never made it to the bedroom. Instead, you lay me down like your favorite spread, filling me with meat and mayo, finishing me off without manners. Excuse you. Oh.
Yeah, Dave. She's.
I told you.
She's a whole.
I'm telling you, when you still do the shit live like them, the body motions and shit, and then you know, see, nice young slender thing with curves in all the right places in the middle. You know what? Let me stop. Because I was about to go somewhere. I was about to take a trip.
Don't take me on that trip. Don't do it.
Yes, Lord. But I definitely appreciate you coming through tonight, Miss Gerica J. And don't be a stranger. There's a show here at Epiphany Radio every night.
Every night.
Okay.
Same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven days a week.
I'll come and slide through more often.
Yes, we have church on Sundays. That's the inspiration factor with divine inspiration. But all the days other than that, though, we gets with it.
Got you. I appreciate y'all for letting me share tonight.
And to all y'all listening, if you want to follow Ms. Gerica J's work, that is Gerica Jackson on Facebook. Be sure to shoot that friend request here to follow or something. It's what?
It's Gerica J on Facebook.
Gerica J on Facebook. My bad.
J-A-A-Y.
Okay. I'm putting that up right now.
If we appreciate you coming through, and you can't leave out here without a good bang. You know,
bang.
No one's exempt. We couldn't
no
bang
one
on
exempt.
Everybody
no,
else.
All right. Next up on the mic, we have one half host of the Get Down, Epiphany's own J. Rob the Wise Son. Why, son, what's good with you, bro?
Brothers, what's happening, man?
John.
What's happening, man?
David. Van, what's going on, man?
What's good, broski? How you feeling?
Without going into too much stuff, I'm all right. How you making out? How you doing, Dave?
It's cold in Oklahoma, John. I was talking shit the other day about our 80 degrees. It's been colder than a well digger's ass down this motherfucker for the last couple of days. So, yeah, there's been no T-shirts and tank tops in this motherfucker. It's cold as shit. We're waiting on the 80s to come back.
I hear you. It's going to be cold in New York until the end of March, early April, so we're just dealing with it.
Yeah, it's fucking weather shit. But it's good to hear you sliding through tonight. I know you got something on the chest you can get off, or, you know, a rant to go on, a dope-ass piece to hit us with. You know, you bring a lot of shit with you, you know.
Nah, I ain't got no rants, dog. So if I was going to rant about anything, I'm just tired of people around me dying. Other than that, I'm just glad to be here.
And I want to see which one of y'all between you and Van buys that goddamn transformer thing that we were looking at the other day in the inbox that was like 50 grand.
You have no idea. Me and J-Rob done already had the conversation. We're going to split the bill. It's going to stay at his house half the time. It's going to stay at my
house.
That's
what I was
going to
say. Y'all should just split it. You can keep it at your house for half the year. He keep it at his house for half the year.
It's coming in from Singapore, so it'll be in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. We didn't already didn't work that out.
Well, J-Rod, you do us one favor. You go live on Facebook when you're taking it up to your apartment. Because you told me how many flights up you live, so we want to see you pack that big motherfucker up, them flights to sell. You're
going to
be built like
pounds,
the Hulk by the time you get that motherfucker to your spot.
It only weighs 65 pounds. That's all right.
Right.
What you got for us tonight, Jay?
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing too special, bro. Just everybody's on this erotic shit, so I'm going to come up with something different because I've heard a lot of that.
Hey, do what you like. You know, it's all up to you, brother.
So before I get banged on, let me drop this real quick.
Mike, you do it, bro.
The other day, a woman walked up while conversations were happening, and she says, you know, I've heard you for a little while, so here's a question I have you for right now. So you've been single for so long. Are you actually capable of loving anybody else? And I said, before I lick my eyelashes and prove to you something different, let me show you something. My answer is, of course. Why wouldn't I? Because everything in your life that you ever saw that you thought was foul and everything that you've ever wanted is standing in front of you right now. So what do you think? I'm that dude. She said, if I spoke to love about you, what would love say about you? I told her, let's pretend for a second that I am love. And I'd say, you see that brother over there with all that potential? Only thing missing from him is a sister that's essential. But hold up, don't smile. He ain't one just for concurring his scene and disturbing his regimen. You see, this one right here, this cat's kind of special. So if you're venturing within that soul, you need to know who you're about to get into. You see, he's been hurt so many times that even his scars have voices. So many voices that they begin to affect his choices. And it seems like he's been talking to himself when only he wants to be loved again. So he tosses his trust into the Laurentian abyss, but misses the sweet nectar of a kiss. But alas, he even said no to that because the stitches in his heart haven't healed yet. And after so many surgeries, I mean, he says, how many more can he take? He won't say it out loud, but he's been wounded by the behaviors of his own creation and pedestals that he couldn't climb, only to find that he is not her Prince Charming after all. So I say this to you. Because you seem nice. And since you think twice, because he may have one or two love scenes left in him, so tread lightly before you step to him. You see, that's a great brother with all the things created equal, yet he has yet to understand why he can't find the love from these kind of women that he calls his people. romantic rejection is like a personal infection, and he's just sick and tired of the injection and why he has to ask to be less qualified of a man to find all the best women who got nothing but love traps and tap scenes and scraps from men who don't deserve to be anywhere near them. So he's hospitalized Cupid with his own arrow out of disappointment, asking to be left alone and only to be kissed by poetry. Because poetry seems to be the never-ending, never-cheat, never-lie lullabies and fancy butterflies that never seems to say goodbye. So, you see, for him, poetry is a teardrop catcher of romantic dreams that will never come true. So if you do step to that cat, I need you to tread lightly. Because all within that vessel is of a deep and infinite nature. So please do not step to him unless you have taken advanced swimming lessons. And I gave her her phone back and said, that's what I would say to you. This was love. Choose wisely. In peace.
Wow.
Well, damn, Mr. Smooth Operator.
Right.
You got the women. Got the women listening now, they all googly-eyed and shit. Tell me, spit that shit, John, spit that shit. Now, you just said in the group chat, she just took her drawers off, waiting on you to come over. Hell, that smooth shit, that's how it do.
Yeah. That was a dynamic thing, bro. I love that.
Man. Yeah, man, you know you do your shit, though. You know that, hell. You're a humble motherfucker, but hell, you do dope-ass poetry, man. You just put,
yes, sir.
Put about a half a teaspoon of cocky in there sometime. And shit, and you, boy, I'm telling you.
He did. Oh, he was cocky when he told her to tread lightly. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a nice political way with tread lightly, because for real would have said something. You heard his piece. He'd been like, don't play with me, bitch. But see, you said it the right way, to tread lightly.
Tread lightly.
Great metaphor.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dynamic ink, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Then talking about, yo.
I appreciate you
back.
Both. So
let the bang happen.
Let the banging take place.
He said it. So you know, hey, he wanted to get banged on. He said let the bang happen. Hey,
see I wasn't gonna bang on him because y'all co-hosts and shit. I was gonna wait and let you bang on him. I was like, nope, I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna let bang on his co-host. But he banged on himself.
He banged on himself.
He's like, I ain't giving these niggas the satisfaction. I'm gonna bang on my goddamn.
I'm gonna bang on myself. It's cool. We accept that here on Do What You Like, you know. Go ahead, bang on yourself. It's okay. It's all right. Let's keep the party going. We got our favorite Canadian in the building, Lady A. Hey, Lady A.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just
what's going on, Lady A? I always feel the show has made it. Any show I'm on when we have white women come through, but we appreciate you, goddammit. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I hope so. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys too.
And we have to give our formal greeting. Bonjour, Mademoiselle Lady.
Bonjour,
A.
Monsieur. Comment ça va ce soir?
Ah, comme si comme ça. Eh?
Just comme si comme ça.
Oui.
Mama say, okay. Mama say, Mumakusa. Mama say, Mama say, Mumakusa. Boule, boo, boo, shay, I say, swa. All that good shit. Whatever y'all say. Don't y'all be coming with that guala guala shit now. We talk English around this motherfucker.
We want to get back to the English. I just had to address her in her language. You know, is that okay? For those of you that don't know, French is the language of love. I don't care what nobody
says.
I thought y'all was speaking Canadian. I was going to say, Canadian, you got your own language and shit. Well, go ahead then, Canada.
The vast majority of Canadians are English-speaking people. Don't let the French people fool you.
Correct.
That's good to hear. I like the way y'all say again. See, down here we say again. Y'all say again. That's one word
again.
I really like to have Canadians say it. Yeah, do it again. I'd be like, huh? Let me do shit again.
We're about to start the party. I had a poem. I'm trying to find a poem that's appropriate so that all parties will be enjoying. I've been on the phone long distance with a friend of mine, so I wasn't able to call in a little bit earlier, but I think I'll read one that's got a little bit of French in it.
Ooh. Hey, this is Do What You Like. You can do what you want to. We don't give a fuck if everybody like it. As long as we like it, shit, fuck everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me just pick one on here that I can read to you. That's not too terribly bad.
Again, we don't care if it's too terribly bad either. Say what the heck you want to say.
Have you had some good callers calling in, a lot of callers, or has it been pretty quiet?
Oh, it's been quite an adventure tonight.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people tonight. I was hoping we had about three, four callers, and I could get off the air early, but there's been a lot of people that called in tonight. I said, damn, a lot of people called. All right, we'll do a whole show.
Okay,
so
I don't know if you've heard this one before, but this is called Blind Love.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Fingertips read your skin while this night we fall in sin. Tracing down your spine evokes murmurs and muted cries. Mouth suckles pink nipples on masculine chest. Tongue teases, tickles, taste, lips, neck, and nether places. Speak to me like you have no voice. Make love to me with blind eyes. Breathe me in your every touch. Cheek to cheek, you are love touched. Feeling each vein bulging, pull back turtleneck. Hand and mouth in sync. Balls grow taut and moans grow loud. Beautifully thick, well endowed. Excitement heightened, taut and wet. Ride him so he won't forget. He finds my pleasure ripe. Please give kitty your wet tongue swipes. Blinded by lascivious desire, fingers, phallus, lingual lust. Give, receive, and give some more. My body is braille. Read encore. End poem.
Well. Ride him so he never forget. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
That's
Dave,
right.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, right?
I did, and it got me ready to just use the only French I know, and that's wee wee. So, you know, whenever you need some wee wee, just, yeah. We have a special package here at Epiphany Radio we offer. you get poetry and wee wee. All that
we
can. We're going.
Oh, I'm glad
beautiful piece, though, lady. Beautiful piece.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
I loved it. Loved it. It was very, very sensitive. Very, yeah, I'm just going to go with sensual because, you know, yeah. My mood has been changed a lot throughout the evening.
I went into my journals to find some pieces that were a little more juicy, I guess, and I found a few of them, so it makes me laugh because... I read these afterwards, and, you know, I think when we write stuff, it's part of our fantasies, you know, it's part of the dreams that we have or the thoughts that we have. It comes out in the writing part of it, and, you know, it's kind of unbridled lust, if you will, and I like that. I like that, at least that I can do that anyways, and whoever else is writing like this, like, I think it's really part of who we are when we put it down on paper. What do you guys think?
Well, very rarely do I write, when I write erotic, is it fantasy? It's either I've done it or I haven't done it. Most of the time, my erotic is based on what I've done.
Okay. Or what you want done, yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
That's what I think I was trying to say that.
Fantasy.
I just think you wrote a real banger.
Bang. Well, Lady A, you had to get banged on. You had two brothers bang on you. Whoop. Well, A brother and a half.
That has to be like a Canadian white woman fantasy for two brothers to bang on at the same time.
Oh, man, what a show, man.
It's called Play Big House and Field House. That's what you call that shit right there. Just, you know, just saying. Lil May Rose got it.
She got it? Yeah, she got it. Dynamite show metaphor, yeah. Dynamite show, man. I gotta admit, I wasn't expecting us to go this long tonight, but here we are.
Me. Are we out of callers?
Yeah, that's it.
But boy, won't it do it? This has been a wonderful Monday. I've enjoyed myself. We want to give a shout out to everybody that came through. We appreciate y'all. To give you the rundown in metaphorical fashion, tomorrow night, which be Tuesday night, we got people doing some shit. Wednesday, there's more people doing some shit. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, even got other people doing some shit. Sunday, there's some more shit being done, and then Monday, there'll be another good round of some shit going on there, too. And that band will probably give you the real rundown, but that's just, I'm trying to do my part. Go ahead, man.
I appreciate you for doing your part, bro. Tomorrow night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's The Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl at Negra. Thursday night is Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And Monday night is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with your hosts, King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. So make sure y'all tune in. Epiphany Radio, thanks you.
See, I told y'all people going to be doing some
out.
Shit for the rest of the week.
Rest of the week, we're going to be doing it. Metaphoria, thank you, good brother. It's a pleasure as always hosting the show with you as we do what we like tonight. And until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Epiphany Radio loves you.
Pleasure
we'll
all
mine.
We out of here. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.